You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 256 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for July 12th, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. What follows is audio from yesterday's live version of the podcast. I go live every day at 8 a.m. Central on social media at AttorneyDSY to discuss the material for today, answer legal questions, and to mentor young lawyers. I hope you enjoy the discussion. So again, today's topic is YouTube 201, YouTube best practices, and the textbook that we're using today is, of course, Gary Vaynerchuk's Crushing It. So what I thought I would do today is go through some of the key principles that he suggests, or best practices that he suggests, and then actually show you his YouTube channel, so you can see how he practices what he preaches, and how he uses the principles on his YouTube channel. So let me go ahead and this is not going to translate well, unfortunately, as well on the Instagram that I'm going live at AttorneyDSY or on the podcast. But I will, of course, give you some play-by-play as we go along, so you can see exactly or you can hear exactly what I'm showing. So let me share my screen with you. Let me bring up my screen. Okay, so this is my channel dashboard, so you don't want to see that, but what you want to see is, so this is my channel, my YouTube channel, and we're going to search for Gary Vaynerchuk, and we'll bring up his page. Okay, so the first tip is video optimization. And so the first is he asks about titles. So have you, how much thought do you put into your video's title? Does the title accurately reflect the video's content? And is the title concise, emotionally driven, optimized? So let's look at some of the titles that he has listed. He has, The Secret to Making More Money is Stop Chasing It. Dreams Need to Make You Happy, Not Wealthy. Some of these other ones, My Eye-Opening First Week of Self-Isolation. So I think these are, great titles. So some of them are kind of long. So this first one, for example, doesn't make it into the whole, doesn't make it in when you look at it just on the thumbnail. But I think a lot of these are, very driven, and they tell you exactly, what you're going to be looking at. It kind of gives you the key piece of information that you're going to watch about. So I think pretty good. Next, descriptions. Let's click on one of these videos and see if we can show the. Nope, don't want a new tab. We want to show. And I want to say hello to the person watching on Twitch. Okay, so let's look at this video by Gary Vee. This is just one of the commercials that you can watch through. Okay, so let's look through this. And so look at his description. So it's a very concise description, and it tells you exactly what the video is about. So going through COVID-19 and the quarantine has caused a lot of changes to routines. And he has a lot of eye-opening experience and realizations during that first week in self-isolation. And then he talks about, what else is going on. So, yeah, I think this description, tells you exactly well. So the next thing is, are there links to other similar videos or playlists in the description? Let's take a look through. I don't see anything like that, but that's okay. There are some videos on the side here on the right side, but those are not the videos they're trying to show. Those are just videos that YouTube recommends. So he's not showing other videos, so that's interesting. Subscribe link. I don't see one, but there is a button to press subscribe, and so you probably don't need that in the link. Are there links to other social media accounts? Absolutely. Right here, you can see a bunch of other social media channels that he has? And are all the links clickable and trackable? I'm not sure about trackable, but certainly they're all clickable. So you can, whatever social media channel you want to watch Gary on, there's a list right there. Okay, so he's doing okay on descriptions. Let's look at tags. Are there at least 10 tags in the description? I don't see any tags in the description. And I think, so there's a couple of different things that could be going on here. One is, Alina sticks to my website's blog to boost traffic to it. Yeah, I mean, it's a great thing. So as I think I mentioned or should have mentioned at the top of the show, one of the we're really trying to figure out like what is going to be your pillar. For a lot of attorneys, Alina, your blog is your pillar, right? So there's typically one pillar, and then you know boost your traffic, you know, from there. But yeah, putting your a link to your blog is going to be, you know, really great, and it just adds to that traffic. So so I think he definitely does that. So in terms of tags, the question at the end of the day is, why doesn't he have tags in the text? Could be a couple of different things going on here. Number one, it could be that he's changed that tactic, and who knows why. It'd be interesting to see in a follow-up book what he recommends. The other thing is when you actually upload the video, there's a tag portion where you can actually put in a bunch of keywords and tags that don't actually show up as, you know, when you click on the description. So it's more of a, I think, an SEO thing where maybe YouTube will pick up those tags, but you don't necessarily need to see them when you're watching the video. I'm not exactly sure why that is, but it's obviously not something that he's doing, at least on this post. Next are thumbnails. So let's look at his thumbnails. Let's go back. And so you can see a bunch of thumbnails are essentially just these pictures. That are above the titles. So does the thumbnail accurately reflect the video's content? Is there text on the thumbnail? Is it easy to read on all devices? If there is text, does it complement the title? So what I love about Gary V's thumbnails is that they are all different and they're all really clean. And what I mean by that is, so you can see that, you know, for these, Tea with Gary Vee, which is essentially his question and answer show that he does, you know, a few days a week. You can see they're all pretty much, they're similar in design, but they're not exactly the same. They definitely have a very short title. And then they have a picture of him and then a background, again, which is, I think, consistent with the rest of his videos, but they're all different. So, you know, there are a couple of things that you can do to make these thumbnails. One is something that I use called Canva Graphics, Canva. It's a pretty low cost, pretty low maintenance program. If people who are watching use other graphics programs, would love to plug those as well. So just, you know, drop those in the comment section. But thumbnails are really important that I found. Because otherwise it's just going to be a random shot from your video, which is not going to look that great. What I would also say is, and I will, you know, say this again, I'm sure later, but so if the whole point is you're going to use YouTube as the pillar for your personal brand, then you want to put as much time and effort into it as you can, and money possibly as well. I mentioned Elena's comment, you know, about a blog. You know, a lot of lawyers have blogs, and you know, they spend upwards of a few thousand dollars just to get the thing off the ground. And then, of course, there's some maintenance along the way as well, right? So if you're going to use YouTube as your personal brand pillar, why wouldn't you put the same amount of time, energy, and money into doing something like making thumbnails or making your banner, hiring someone to actually do it for you so it looks very professional, it looks great? That's just something that you're going to want to do, because whatever platform you pick, go all in. For me, it was the podcast that I've been using that is my pillar. And so I put as much time and effort into that as I can. But if YouTube is going to be your thing, then you're going to want to certainly, develop that content and put money and time, you know, maybe hire a graphics designer,
Just you got to make it the best that you can. And so these thumbnails are going to be critical. So the next one is YouTube cards. So those are a card at the end of a video that will show you, that will link to other videos that you might want to recommend. So let me give you an example of that through Gary Vee's channel. So we'll click on his Ask Gary Vee, but it's actually his Weekly Vee, which is essentially he has a person video like every second of his day, and then they summarize all of that content into one weekly video. He used to put out daily Vs, so daily videos into his day. And so let's see what he has at the end of this video, because that's where the cards would be. Let's see if we can just get to just the end of the video. Let's get this ad off. Okay, so right here is his are his cards. So it's actually a really looking, end graphic, which with part of his banner on the left, a part where asks you to subscribe, and then his cards are to silence your negative thoughts forever. What to do when you feel like it's too late. See you with Gary Vee. So these are the two cards that he uses to recommend other similar videos. So, again, definitely if you're going to use YouTube as your pillar for your personal brand, this is a great way to, show like, I've seen a lot of YouTubers do this to show, if you like the video that you watch, then there are two other videos that I would recommend that you watch as well. And so it's just a matter of clicking on it and they're, back again on your content to watch more. So that's a YouTube card, obviously something that Gary Vee is still using well. So in terms of channel optimization, he talks about banners, which is the headline, essentially headline picture that you see when you come to Gary Vee's page. So here it is showing the Gary Vee video experience. His podcast is the Gary Vee audio experience, which is kind of neat. Has a picture of him with the social media what images around him, which shows that he's really into, he's a social media guru. New videos every weekday. I'm not sure what this is on the side, just a cool graphic showing that there's video and then a battery, which he uses often. But actually it's a very, for him, it's a very sort of simple banner, but I think it tells you everything that you need to know about Gary and about what you're going to get through the channel. So it's a really neat banner. Again, if you're going to use YouTube as your pillar, you're going to want to probably pay somebody to develop this banner for you, or do it yourself if you're great at graphic design. But if you're not, because it's one of the most important things that you can do to people, so people can see that you have a really interesting, that you're kind of a professional and a very a creative channel. Next is the about section and channel description. So let's click on Gary Vee's about page. And what I found interesting about this is that he does not talk about what the channel is about. He talks about himself, which I think says a lot about what type of YouTube channel this is. It's a celebrity or personality driven, personal branding driven YouTube channel. So it talks about, what his business life is from day to day. Talks about some of the other companies that he owns and some of the other things that he does, including a sports agency, a social media agency, advertising agency, and the like. Does talks a little bit about his philanthropic endeavors, and then says that he's a sought after speaker, angel investor, author, and the like. So again, it does not talk about, channel, you're going to see X, Y, and Z. It says, this is who I am, this is what I do, which I think says a lot for what lawyers could and should do. For me, I would talk about, what my practice is like. I would talk about my podcast and, the videos that I do. I would talk about the philanthropic things I do, including, working with the Public Interest Law Initiative and a lot of the other things that I do, as well as, you can book me as a speaker, book me as a coach, and the like. So a lot of things that you can put in this description, but again, it's going to be about you as a lawyer, not necessarily about what they're going to find on the channel. Also, this is, would probably be a great place to, you know, add things like, you know, what to do, how, you know, if you give free consultations, how to contact you if they have a case, if they want to refer to refer a case, excuse me, and that sort of things. So the next is playlists. So let's look at Gary's playlist. A bunch of playlists here. So just to give you some example, again, Tea with Gary V is his Q&A channel, or his Q&A videos that he does daily. He has some original films. So he has people on his team create these films. So taking his content that, you know, from various places, from his keynotes, from his, you know, Q&As, from his Ask Gary V's, and then puts them all into, looks for a, they look for a pattern and a theme, and then they make an original film around it. That's what that is. I already talked about the Daily V, his keynote speeches. So what I always found interesting about Gary is that he has, you know, people pay him, you know, thousands of dollars probably for him to give a speech at a convention or some other conference, right? And then he has his people actually videotape him while he's giving the speech, and then he puts it up on this, on his YouTube channel for free. So I'm not sure what sort of deal he cuts with the conference people, if he does at all. But it's fascinating that, you know, instead of paying $200, $300 for or more for a ticket to go to this conference, if you just want to see Gary Vee, he's just going to pop it on online. Now, I'm sure not every keynote speech is put on here, but there's quite a few speeches that he puts on here. And they're actually really interesting. You know, like this one that's listed here is, you know, 2020 marketing secrets. So if you want to get some really great free content, you really, you know, want to know about social media, watch Gary V's keynote speeches, because, you know, they're really interesting. And again, people are paying hundreds of dollars to come and watch him to do that. And it's something that you, you know, certainly can watch for free. So lots of other things, you know, Trash Talk, I think, is his garage sailing thing that he does. Ask Gary V is his interview show. So just a lot of interesting things that you can put on your YouTube channel. And by the way, there are lots of other things that you can do. So one of the things that I wanted to mention was, and I don't see it on here, although, oh, business meetings. So he actually, as I said, he has people that, you know, actually follow him around and follow around his life, right? Although he doesn't show his family and that sort of thing, usually his home life, but he will show like business meetings. So people come in to do business with him, and then he'll actually film them. So of course, you know, lawyers want to be very careful while doing that, but you know, it's been really interesting to me, like, you know, what if I taped, you know, a client consultation or something like that? Again, you know, there's privilege issues, so you want to be very careful, obviously. But, you know, if you get to a point where you're such a celebrity lawyer that people actually want to be on your YouTube channel, you know, asking a legal question, that would be, you know, probably the highest, you know, level of praise, right? Probably, you know, won't get there for, you know, most lawyers. But again, just want to be careful. Just want to say, you know, I don't recommend it. You know, if you're not going to do a lot of editing, and you want to make sure, obviously want to make sure you want to get people's permission before you film or tape anyone, right? Really, really important. So obviously he has a lot of playlists, maybe too many, but that's really interesting. And then the final one is a channel trailer. Does Gary V have a channel trailer? Let's take a look and see. I don't believe he does, which I find really interesting. He does not have a channel trailer. He does have a video that he recommends that you must watch, which is the How to Build the Tallest Building video. Again, why doesn't he have a trailer? I'm not sure, but it would be really interesting to see why. I mean, I think a trailer would be, I mean, for him, a trailer would be, I think, really easy, because he has a lot of people that, you know, help him with his social media channel. I don't know why he doesn't have one. Maybe he should. But anyway, so that's my review of Gary Vee's channel. And just for just to show you sort of my own channel, obviously there's a lot of things that I could do with my channel. I can have a better banner. Right now, my banner just shows, you know, the various things that I do: Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast, my blog, my Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club, and then my firm, which is Pekar and Abramson. But I do have some playlists. I do have an about page, which basically is pretty close to what Gary V does. So what, again, you know, just to wrap up, I think, you know, the best thing to realize is, and maybe for your daily action item, I would recommend a couple of things. So first would be, you want to determine whether or not, after hearing, you know, the last two episodes, whether or not you think YouTube is right for you in terms of making it your pillar content. There are so many things that you could do on Twitter, on YouTube. And the question is it right for you? Do you have the tech skills? Do you have the graphic design skills? Do you have the video chops to go on and you know, make it your own? I don't put a lot of time into my YouTube channel, as you can see, because it's not my pillar. I mean, I would love to spend more time on it. I would love to do that. I just don't have the time to do it. I spend, you know, much more time developing content for the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast than I do for anything else, because that's my pillar. I'm most comfortable, you know, on audio, and that's just my thing. But if YouTube is for you, go all in. So what I would totally recommend is go on Gary Vee's channel, do a much more deep dive into what he does on YouTube, you know, and I would say clone a lot of it, you know, have an interview show, have, you know, do a daily show, lots of things that you could do that I completely recommend, but go all in. So just like you would with a blog, just like you would with a podcast or your website, if this is going to be your pillar for your personal brand, put the money, the time, and the effort behind it, and you'll be successful. And again, it takes time. All of this takes time. It's going to take time for people to start, for you to get noticed. It's going to take time for people to start watching your content, but that's okay. As I think, you know, go back and watch listen to my interview with Mark Cerniglia on the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast. We talk a lot about, you know, what is the point of social media for lawyers? It may not necessarily be for likes and comments. It may just be you're looking for one particular person to look at your message, so you can have someone refer a case to you, or to have somebody contact you for a case. You're not going to get, you know, thousands of likes probably on a video. So that's what I would recommend. And actually, a gentleman, Rob Grueler, come on the show on the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for a Tuesday interview. And he has a great channel all about, and his channel is bite-sized legal pieces of legal advice for folks. He's hoping that somebody with a particular problem is going to do a search on Google or on YouTube, and then that his video is going to pop up, and then that person's going to call him. So he makes very bite-sized videos for one particular or two particular people, hoping to get that person, you know, hooked in to call him. So I'm really looking forward to that interview.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you weren't able to join the live version of the program, that's okay, because there's plenty of ways to join the discussion. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show, or a question for me to answer. You could also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at attorneydsy. I'm also on LinkedIn on my personal profile. So let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast, or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor, so please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club. We're continuing with Dr. Chatterjee's book, The Stress Solution. The next session will be Wednesday, July 15th at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.